Ah, miss. Thank you for answering the door this late at night. Forgive me for calling so late, but I was on my way to the gallery to see my sister when I was caught out in this storm. Your house was the only light on, and I thought that I could speak with the master of the house to wait things out until it passed. Oh, I see. You are the mistress of this house, then? Ah, I extend my earlier words to you. I know it untoward to have an unknown gentleman calling upon you so late in the evening, but I really do need some place to wait this out. Won't you let me come in? Many thanks, miss. I shall repay your kindness. Oh, you have a lovely home. Thank you for the towel. I am quite taken with the fixtures. Yes. They remind me heavily of Romanesque architecture. Well, I like to think of myself as a learned man. My interests are few and far in between, akin to those who may say they are jack of all trades, but master of none. So I know many things, though I cannot confirm nor deny if they are interesting. Ah, yes. Well, living in London, I would wager that knowing a great many things would do more than just get you far in conversation. I dare say the art of the tongue is probably the sharpest tool beyond a person's wit. Though I'm afraid that I would not know what to do with wit beyond measure, miss. A great many books you have. My lady, may I call you that? Indeed, my lady. Hunt and Shelley, yes. Wordsworth, a sign of excellent taste. Perhaps you would permit me to ask, which is your favorite? Lord Byron, you say? So, the lady likes narratives. I see. Yes. Come, let us sit on the settee. You must tell me more about him. The thick of the storm has not passed, and you really are the most interesting conversationalist. Yes. Yes, he has lovely usage of the sort of verbiage that incites these feelings in men. I have never considered myself as one who would wield that type of power over someone. Oh, you flatter me, my lady. I thank you for your kind words. I did not get to ask, but may I know how the lady feels about Keats? From our discussion, you are particularly fond of poetry?
You always have been.
But less about the man per se, and more about his material. You see, I enjoy a particular piece of his. I can't seem to get it out of my head. Have you ever read Ode to a Nightingale? For many reasons, it is one of my favorites. But there is a stanza. And it is one that you know well, as you have heard it many times in your dreams. Darkling, I listen. and for many a time I have been half in love with easeful death, called him soft names in many amused rhyme, to take into the air my quiet breath. And so I spoke, and you have listened. To think it would have been this easy to win you over. I expected more of a fight from you. Not quite like the feral animal, but only just. Your lips do not move, but I can hear your thoughts just as clearly as if they did. I know your heart, darkling, and it is mine. Will you stay in my embrace and convince yourself that you had no designs upon my person, that you do not drink me in with your eyes, this stranger of whom you have never had any relations? Yes, of course you would say you want nothing beyond this.
Do not lie to me.
You've always been drawn to the deepest, darkest places on this earth, to the whispers, to mirrors behind glass eyes, to life at its fullest. I have seen you as you are, and thus you cannot hide from me. Even in your thoughts, you seek to name me, and yet you know who I am without needing an utterance. I have always been here, darkling. You were the one who let me in all those many moons ago. Will you close that door now? Give up everything we could have together. The true knowledge of man's virtue, as well as his sin. The power, the sight beyond this world.
Let me in, as was always the plan.
Let me in, and I will take all of that hurt, all of that pain, all of the years that you suffered with your affliction. Let me in, sweet girl.
Let me in.
Oh, how sweet you taste, the taste of mercy, of forgiveness. A purity I have never known, and yet here you are, finally within my reach. I plan to never let you get far from me, darkling. I have such plans for you, a grand scheme that you will come to accept, as it is your right to be by my side. Oh, how I have waited for this moment. Yes. Ambrosia. I have tasted nothing sweeter and shan't ever again. Yes, you no longer need this dress to conceal your beauty. Yes, these trousers shall come off immediately. I cannot waste any more time. I must seal the bond. I must make you mine before you try to sense reason again. Can you take me? Can't you, darkling? Take all of me in. The heat from you is ensnaring me so, my love. I feel as if I could never drag myself from this. I would perish happily between your thighs. The moment we connected, I knew this was where I was meant to be. But I knew that long before you let me in. To have watched you as I have, to see what you've grown into and what you will become. Yes. That the door to which you had kept your own darkness hidden has been rightfully wrenched open and torn from the hinges. To know that it was I who was able to push you to the edge is a thought so intoxicating that I can barely contain the feelings that threaten to spill over within me. We are one now, thee and me. I will never let you go, for you are mine, as you have always been, as you shall always be. Set me as a seal upon your heart, as a seal upon your wrist. For love is as strong as death, jealousy as fierce as the grave. For that will be the only way I shall let you leave now, darkling, as only death shall claim you from me. I feel you drawing me deeper, my love, that you flutter around me with each delicious drag within your tight cunt. I know that you are close for me, as I am close for you. With us joined like this, I shall spend myself so deep inside you, that the more memory of it shall have you clenching on nothing for days to come. Would you like that, darling? Would you like me for spill myself inside of this sweet cunt? Fill you again and again until I am sated. Ah.
much longer. I know, my love. Fall for me. I'll be right here to catch you. I knew you could take me. I knew that you were born for this. The storm is dissipating soon, and so your haze that has fogged you in this moment. I hate to leave you again, vulnerable as you are, but I shall return for you, my love. For now, you should sleep. Rest. And once you awaken, you shall feel renewed as you never have before. I leave thee with my energy, though it is fleeting. Your days shall go on as they do, and you shall come to crave me, to seek me out in those dark places you covet so much, that you deprive yourself of still. And when you no longer wish to stave off the ache of not having me, it is when you shall see me again. Until then. Farewell, my darkling.